I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Like the phases of the moon, we take the regular cycle of presidential elections for granted. But the predictable four-year rhythm of presidential terms could have been much different. The entire subject of the presidency, including the term of office, was one of the last things to be settled at the 1787 Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. At issue was how the president was to be elected, the scope of his powers and duties, his eligibility and the mechanism for his re-election, and the term of his office. Proposals regarding length of term ranged from 3 years to 20. It was Alexander Hamilton who championed the idea of a four-year term, believing that it struck a balance between protecting against an entrenched executive who might become tyrannical and a term too short for him to be effective. Said Hamilton,
"Duration in office is requisite to the energy of the executive authority. A four-year term gives the executive time to make the community sensible of the propriety of the measures he might incline to pursue."
Though presidential terms are 4 years in length, the term of most insurance policies is 1 year. This affords the opportunity to modify and update coverage based on changes to your business or the legal and regulatory environment. Before you renew a policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional for a no-cost review. To set an appointment, visit HibbsHallmark.com.